This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Some folks grow gourds or specialty squash for howlingly cool Halloween or harvest displays. Once many years ago, I grew one of those super large pumpkins. I was so proud. The local grocery store was having a contest and I got it loaded up in the pickup and off we went. The grocery store manager says, yeah, that would have won. The contest ended yesterday. There went my claim to fame. I don't have room in my gardens to do that anymore, so now it's off to the local market to decorate the front stoop. Sometimes you can get the oddly shaped pumpkins for a better price. I call those the Charlie Browns of pumpkin picking. If you grew corn this year, you have a great tall accent for your decor. Cut the stalks and tie them to bamboo or hidden PVC pipe to keep them propped up. Should you use bales of straw or hay for lawn decorations, keep in mind they'll kill your grass if left longer than a few weeks. Those fallen leaves can be used for decoration before composting using kids' clothes and rubber bands. Stuff the clothes with the leaves to overflowing, closing the holes with rubber bands. I've put them in wheelbarrows using pumpkins as their heads or prop them up against trees. If you have a penchant for scaring people, hang a few in the trees. If they haven't been blown to bits by the wind, you can preserve some small branches of fall-colored leaves by setting them in a glycerin water mixture for a few days. I'll have complete instructions on GardenBite.com. This method is easy and great for indoor and outdoor use, making garlands, wreaths, or just placing them upright in pots. Ornamental grasses are great for adding texture, form, and sometimes color. I have also been known to spray paint spent sedum flowers. You can do the same with hydrangea flowers, too. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.